Listen Up Books presents The Model Menace, written by Pip Dungles and illustrated by Graf Winterside. If you'd like to follow along in your book, turn the page whenever you hear this sound. Mimi was a tiger. For as long as Mimi could remember, she had lived at a zoo outside the small town of Dwarville. But she didn't live there alone. Her mother, Frances, lived there with her, along with her two younger brothers, Hazel and Chester, and her younger sister, Neera. They were a happy tiger family. One day, Mimi's mother, Frances, got a splinter in her foot. "Ouch," said Frances. "I'll need to see the doctor about this." But before Frances left to see the doctor, she turned to Mimi. "Mimi, you are the oldest tiger when I'm gone. That means you are a role model to the others. Be mindful of how you act." Mimi nodded. She was excited to be the oldest tiger for once. So Frances headed off to see the doctor, leaving Mimi behind with her brothers and sisters. Mimi started thinking about all the things she could do while her mother wasn't there to scold her. She could play with her food. She could splash in the bath. And she could roar at people walking past. This was going to be a fun afternoon. Mimi stalked over to the food bowl, where her brother Hazel was lazily chewing on a bone. With a mischievous wink, Mimi began juggling several bones. She was actually quite a good juggler. Her brother Hazel watched with trepid admiration. "But Mimi," Hazel said, "Mother said we're not supposed to play with our food." "Well, Mother isn't here right now, so I can do what I want," Mimi retorted, "and I wanted to play with my food." Mimi had done enough juggling for one day, so she crept over to the bath, where her sister Neera was gazing at her reflection in the water. Mimi leapt up into the air and came crashing down into the bathwater. Splash! Her sister Neera was soaked. Neera laughed with amazement. "That was fun, Mimi," said Neera. "But Mother said we're not supposed to splash in the bath." "Well, Mother isn't here right now, so I can do what I want," Mimi replied. "And I want to splash in the bath." Splashing in the bath was fun, but Mimi had saved the best for last. Her brother Chester was sitting near the bars, being watched by a family of humans. Mimi dashed over to the bars and let out a tremendous roar at the family. They quickly scuttled away, startled by her unrestrained ferocity. Chester looked up at Mimi, clearly impressed. "Well, Mimi, you showed them," Chester exclaimed. "But Mother said we're not supposed to roar at people." "Well, Mother isn't here right now, so I can do what I want," Mimi stated. "And I want to roar at people." What a fun day. Mimi had done everything she wanted, and nothing bad had happened. Mimi was feeling sleepy now, so she curled up in the corner and instantly delved into a delightful nap. "What is going on in here?" a commanding voice bellowed, waking Mimi from her sleep. It was her mother, Frances, who had just returned from the doctor. Mimi looked around. Their home was in a state of chaos. Hazel was tossing bones wildly into the air, and they lay scattered everywhere. Neera sat in an empty bath, while the floor everywhere was covered in water. Chester stood at the bars, roaring relentlessly, much to the disapproval of the zoo manager, who watched with a frown from the other side. "Mimi, what did I tell you about being a role model while I was gone?" Frances demanded. Mimi shrugged apologetically, observing the mess around her. "I didn't make this mess," she pleaded. "I guess I just wasn't a good role model." Frances shook her head. "No, Mimi, You are no role model. You are a model menace.